Hi, and welcome to a Folkin.com album review with me, Paul Johnson. And I hope you're good, and I hope you're well, and thanks for clicking onto this little mini podcast with me, Paul Johnson. The album I've got to cover today is an album by the Ross Cooper Band, and it's called The Home Road. And it's on the label Ross Cooper Music, RRC02CD. It's a really nice album full of Scottish sets of Scottish tunes. And if you're anything like me, I wasn't aware of the differences between the Scottish Shetlandy tunes and the other tunes from around the country and across in Ireland until I started listening to bands like Rock Salt and Nails and a few other Scottish bands that was playing brilliantly Scottish tunes. And now I've learnt, as I've got a bit older, how much different the Scottish feel is with their jigs and their reels. Of course, if you're listening to this and you're an aficionado of folk music, you would have known that years ago. So forgive me for being a bit of a latecomer to this. Now, the band comprises of a brilliant bunch of musicians. That's Paul Jennings, who plays drums, Sam Mabbitt, who plays the melodeon, Ross Cooper, of course, on fiddle, and Michael Biggins, who plays piano. Now, Ross's journey began when he was young and at home. His mum and dad were both musicians, and for a long, long time, his mum was his prime fiddle teacher. And I don't know, that might have caused many arguments in my house if my mum was trying to teach me to play a musical instrument. But it didn't seem to worry Ross Cooper and his family. Without giving you his full life story, he moved away when he was 16 to the west coast of Scotland to a beautiful village called Plockton. And he began there playing in a band called Bodega. And then he moved on to study at Newcastle University on a folk degree. It was here that he began playing music with his longtime duo partner Tom Oakes, and they've recorded an album and toured extensively together over the last 15 years. Now, around the same time, he was asked to start filling in for a fiddle player, Pete Bog Fairies. And anybody playing with the Pete Bog Fairies will soon learn the trade, because they're one of the busiest bands I've ever known, always touring, always doing something. A couple of years later, he joined the band full-time and became a Pete Bog Fairy member. And he's been playing with them ever since. Ross Cooper's band story began in the world-revered winter festival, The Celtic Connections. Ross was asked to compose an hour of new music for the much-celebrated New Voices series of The Celtic Connections. And from then on, he's gone from strength to strength. And this Home Road album is a culmination of all these times and experiences which he's had. The first track that you heard underneath me there was called The Club. And the club is the name of a hill across the way from his dad's house. He followed the shape in a musical script in order to give him the tunes. The second track on the album is called Dadetlin Bridal March. And this most districts of Scotland apparently have these beautiful tunes where they're played as part of the traditional Shetland wedding songs. And here's a bit of that track. And here we feel that kind of Scottish feel to these tunes. And I think you don't get that in other music. This is a Scottish floaty sound to these tunes. It's a really nice tune. That's track two on the album. And that's called Dadetlin Bridal Marches. The third track on the album is called Reels AF. And this is a set of reels. There's three here and they're more fired up than the other tracks. The first tune is one called Union Street Session, and he was sure that he learned it from either Sam or Michael, but they said that they'd learnt it from him. So who knows where this tune came from? The middle tune is called the Abbey Reel, and he said he learned this from his great friend Tom Oakes. These tunes are nicely put together, and it gives you an idea of exactly how these tunes are crafted and put together by the very clever way by Ross Cooper and his band. Here's a bit of Reels Air. I don't know about you, but I find this kind of addictive listening. It's kind of like once you get into one of the two tunes, you just want to hear more and more and more. That was the Reels AF from the Ross Cooper Band. That's track three on the album. Track four on the album is called De Lange Air. This is the first tune that's named after a memorable-ish trip to Derry for his stag do. He said he managed to consume a good few barrels of Guinness on that trip, and played somewhere in the region a million tunes. But anyway, it's a truly great little set of tunes, and this is De Lange Air by the Ross Cooper Band. And I like the idea of these tunes being inspired by trips away and happenings all over Ross Cooper's life. The second tune in this set, by the way, was written for a visit to one of Shetland's many beauty spots. And that was called De Lange Air. Five on the album is a really nice set of tunes. It's a set of three tunes, and it's called Region Vista. Now, Region Vista was the name of Ross Cooper's dad's house, and two out of the three tunes in this little set concern people to who the house is a very special place. The first tune is written by Ross Cooper's nephew, William Allen, son of his sister, Mary Ann, and her husband, Richard. The middle tune is a commission that he was asked to do during lockdown for Ivor Simpson, and this tune was for his mum. The last tune in the set is for his dad, who is a great singer, songwriter, guitar player and fiddle player, first of all. He doesn't often play the fiddle these days, but it's known to happen from time to time. When a few people get together around the house, out comes the guitar, when the drinks are flowing, and away they go. This is called Region Vista. It's a lovely little set. Oh, if we had all the time in the world, I'd like to play you the whole album just sitting here listening to this. As I say, it's a very addictive album. And we're listening to The Home Road, and that track was called Region Vista. So, the next track on the album is called Stoot's Improvements. And this tune was written for his great friend and almost like a big brother character, Chris Stout. This is Stoot's Improvements. Thank you. Now, many of these tunes on the album are all part of Ross Cooper's sets in the New Voices feature of Celtic Connections. That was called Shoots Improvements. The last track on the album is called Sutherlands. And just before we go into this, I have to say that don't be fooled the fact that there's only seven tracks on this album, because each track is averaging about 6 or 7 minutes long. That's because there's three or four, maybe, of tunes that are all put together in a certain way that make up some sets. So just looking down the album listing here, the first track's 9 minutes 47 long, and the second track is 5 minutes 35 long. Dang Lang Air is 8 minutes long, and Shoots Improvement, the one you're playing here, is 5.5 minutes long. So what you get on this album is great value for money, the sort of album you can put on and just chill out and relax and listen to these beautiful Scottish tunes beautifully played and let them float over you. The final track on the album is called Sutherlands, and this is an interesting finale to the album, because the first tune in the last set of the album is called Natalie's. And Natalie Johnson is a brilliant supporter of music and has been to a great many Pete Bog Fairies gigs over the years. So have I. I just love the Pete Bog Fairies. She kindly commissioned him to write her a tune, and this was one that he was glad to do. So this is called Sutherlands, and we'll have a little listen to that now. And it's with the Sutherlands I leave you on this occasion. Thanks for listening to me. This album was recorded by Kevin Burley and Matthew Boyle at Gorble Sound, and mixed by Barry Reed at Rosecroft Studios, and mastered by Chris Waite at Grand's House. It's a great album by the Ross Cooper Band. It's called Home Road. And for further information on Ross Cooper and everything he's doing, just visit www.rosscooper@bandcamp.com. That's www.rosscooper@bandcamp.com. And for all media inquiries, you can contact James Shores. That telephone number is 01536 72045. Or you can email james@jamesshores.com to find out more about the fabulous Ross Cooper Band. I would certainly go and buy this album. Go and treat yourself to a beautiful bit of Scottish music heritage. Thanks for listening to me. And do check back at folkin.com for our next album review. Thanks for now, Paul Johnson.